Believer's Academy and the series The Authority of the Believer. This is Lesson 3, and my name is Camille. Let's talk more about how to use the authority Jesus gave us. We are going to discuss that God's authority gives you power and how you can have the courage to use His authority in your life. We'll also talk about how to speak words of authority in Jesus' name. You may want to get a pen and paper to take notes. Of course, you can always pause or go back at any time during the teaching to hear a point again. Also, there are study aids, such as a self-quiz, that are located on this page. Now let's dive right into our last session about God-given authority. We want to emphasize that God's authority gives you power. You, as a believer, are in Christ, and therefore have all the power Christ has. Let's listen to Brother Copeland give an example.
The spirit man is alive. The spirit man is the real man. To say that this physical body is the real Kenneth Copeland, I might as well say that this coat here is really Kenneth Copeland. It is not. But let me show you something about it. When I have it on, it is. Now this coat carries the same authority that I do. You know why? Because I'm in it. I'm in it. The coat can't live without me, but I can sure live without the coat. Amen? The Bible calls the physical body the clothes of your spirit. We are clothed about, the Bible said. So your spirit man was reborn, and you are the very exact image of Jesus. I mean, you have been predestinated in the mind of God before He ever put the plan of redemption into motion to be made when you were born again, made in the very image of Jesus with the same authority, with the same, all of the same spiritual stuff inside Him is inside you.
Isn't that a great example? God has put that same kind of authority and faith inside the born-again child of God. That same power lifted us up from darkness and death to be with Jesus in heaven. Ephesians 1:19 through 20 says, "This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms." Spiritually, you're part of the body of Christ, and you have the same authority as Jesus. Colossians 2:6 through 10 says, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, abounding in it with thanksgiving. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. We have joined with Him. He joined with us. The completeness of God is residing in you and in us collectively." This is what the whole New Testament is written about. It's the whole of Paul's revelation. Christ in you. All His power, all His authority is in you. Open yourself to God, everything that He is. Seek to know Him and His authority. Take His name. Realize that you are part of Christ's body and enjoy who is within you. Now, with this in mind, have the courage to use God's authority in your life. Believers who will see victory are those who dare to release by faith the power that's stored up in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, you can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You can command any mountain or problem to move and be cast into the sea in Jesus' name. You can tell the devil to leave and he must obey in the name of Jesus. In Matthew 10:1, we read, "Jesus called His 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness." Jesus wanted to make sure we knew that, like the disciples, we also have this authority. So He said in John 17:20, "I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in Me through their message." Problems will still come, but now you have something you can do about them. The word of God that you speak is strong and can defeat the enemy. You are more than a conqueror. Our job is to speak the word of God with boldness, using the authority of the name of Jesus. It's time for us to use that name of power, It will work for us. We need to learn how to speak words of authority in Jesus' name. This is the method God uses to operate. He speaks words by faith. Hebrews 11:1-3 tells us that faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. You can speak words of authority in Jesus' name. God puts His power on your words when they agree with His words. It's your faith that causes you to believe and speak, which is the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak." And don't let anything stop you. Keep on believing and speaking, including expressing your thanks, until you see it happen. God creates and delegates authority by words. On this planet, things are ordered by the authority of words. Man is like God because he can choose and speak words at his own will. Use this God-given authority to speak the truth and blessings over yourself. Talk about yourself like God sees and talks about you. Say this: "I am a child of God. My words of faith have power. I speak in agreement with God's word, and He makes what I say happen." Mark 11:23 says that we will have whatever we say. The words you speak make things that do not exist a reality. Speak God's word until His word creates an image of God's will on the inside of you that builds your faith. You speak and God creates. Start speaking God's word about yourself, about your relationship with God, and about the situation. Continue to speak the truth according to His word until you see things change. God's word is filled with power, and it will always be filled with power. Jesus said in John 6:63, "The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing, and the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life." God has finished His part. He's already taken care of everything. The answers to your prayers are in the Bible. His word, when you speak it, makes things change. Don't give up. The answer is on the way. As He is, so are we in the world. 1 John 4:17. We have Jesus' authority, His name, and His position with God. God's blessings have already been pronounced. Here's what you can do. Go to God and say, "Look what I found in your word." 1 Peter 2:24 says, "By Jesus' stripes you were healed." That applies to me. You said it, I believe it. I receive it as the answer to my prayer. I thank you that I'm healed. Prepare yourself by finding out what He thinks about your problem. Don't assume God's will. When you find the answer in His word, present the answer to God and tell Him you believe Him. He'll make it happen for you. When you speak in authority, you want to be sure what you say lines up with God's will. But you might say, "How do I know the will of God?" It's written down in the Bible for you. As you read and study, pray that God will give you understanding and revelation. God wants you to know His will in every situation, so you can be confident. 1 John 5:14-15 says, "And we are confident that He hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases Him. And since we know He hears us when we make our requests, we also know that He will give us what we ask for." Be assured of God's love for you, and your prayers will be answered very quickly. We are almost at the end of our time together, but I want to remind you, you have the power of God's word available to you. So, go ahead and dare to use God's authority in your life. You have the right to speak with authority using Jesus' name. Well, we finished the series, The Authority of the Believer. The gift of authority that God gave us is so powerful. You can use it to make changes in your life and in the lives of others. Here are some things you can do to further your understanding of your authority. Identify the two parts of the spirit of faith. Begin to use your God-given authority to speak the will of God to things in your life. Write a confession you can say every day to increase your confidence in God's word as you speak and expect things to change. Feel free to download the study documents for your further study. and continue to pray and practice using the authority you have in Jesus Christ. Come back again to Believers Academy. We continue to add more study series for your benefit. Until we meet again, remember, Jesus is Lord.